This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaicans urged to destroy mosquito breeding sites amidst Zika virus outbreak in Brazil. 200 cataract patients to benefit from Chinese mission and finance minister attending CDB annual meeting. The news in detail after this message.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that persons scheduled to pick up their passports between Wednesday, May 20 and Friday, May 22 should do so at the Police Officers Club on Hope Road instead of the agency's head office on Constant Spring Road. Please remember to take along your receipt. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. Jamaicans are being urged to take precautionary measures to prevent the spread of the mosquito-borne Zika virus to the island. This follows a warning issued by the Pan American Health Organization regarding an outbreak of the virus in Brazil and the potential for it to spread to other countries. The Zika virus transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito is similar to dengue, with symptoms which include fever, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis, headache, weakness, rash, and swelling of the lower limbs. Symptoms usually appear following the incubation period of 3 to 12 days following the bite of an infected mosquito. Symptoms last for 4 to 7 days.
The Ministry of Health is taking this threat very seriously, and we are encouraging all Jamaicans to do everything necessary to prevent mosquito breeding, particularly as the rains have returned. Also, for those persons who have been storing water because of the drought, we are asking that you ensure that these are covered to prevent mosquito breeding.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey. No deaths due to the Zika virus have been recorded worldwide to date. Some 200 cataract patients are expected to benefit from free surgical care as part of a Chinese medical mission to Jamaica. The 18-member team of the Bright Journey Medical Mission, which includes six medical doctors and two nurses, is in Jamaica from May 18 to 28 to conduct cataract surgery clinic activities. The mission will also incorporate an educational component through seminars and symposia to allow for sharing of information and best practices among the Chinese team and their Jamaican counterparts at the Kingston Public Hospital, KPH. Minister with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, expressed gratitude to the People's Republic of China and the Beijing Health and Family Commission for their generosity. Mr. Daly, who was speaking at an opening ceremony held at the KPH on May 18, expressed confidence that the mission will be successful and rewarding for both countries. He was speaking on behalf of Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, who is participating in the Commonwealth Health Ministers meeting at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is leading a Jamaican delegation to the 45th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, in Bastia, St. Kitts. During the visit, Dr. Phillips will participate in discussions with the institution's governors and sector leaders on economic issues relevant to the Caribbean region. Representatives of multilateral financial institutions, development agencies, central banks, commercial and investment banks will also be in attendance. The meeting will provide the opportunity to continue formal discussions with other critical stakeholders regarding Jamaica's economic reform program and efforts being made to reduce the country's debt and realize economic growth and development. Dr. Phillips will also participate in the handing over ceremony as responsibility passes to Jamaica to host the 46th annual meeting of the governors of the CDB in October 2016. The Jamaican delegation includes Financial Secretary Devon Rowe and Technical Advisor to the Minister of Finance and Planning, Helen McIntosh. The delegation arrived in St. Kitts on Monday, May 18, and is scheduled to return to Jamaica on Friday, May 22. And as part of Workers' Week activities, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be hosting a sensitization session at the Portmore Mall Wednesday. Director of Occupational Safety and Health in the Ministry, Robert Chung, says the session will be aimed at informing citizens about the various practices that are being encouraged in the workplace.
This is born out of the fact that Jamaica working conditions need to be improved a whole lot for us to become competitive internationally. In year 2000, we did a workplace index in Jamaica, and majority of the workplaces were just falling about, like 52%. Satisfying the index.
Mr. Chung was speaking at a JIS think tank Tuesday. He says the session will also seek to educate persons about features of the Occupational Safety and Health Bill. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.